Today in this rite, we celebrate the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In a sense, it is a patronal feast for our shrine, for our shrine is the Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And of course, it was at Fatima that she said, in the end, my heart will triumph. And of course, we have not achieved the end yet, and we certainly can feel it in our own bodies and our own spirits, that we are still in the struggle. And the Blessed Mother is with us and struggles with us as she prepares us to unite us to her and to her Divine Son. Now, in the history of this devotion, which goes back to the New Testament, this feast has been celebrated from one place to the other, and oftentimes it has been celebrated together with the feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, until Pope Pius XII, Venerable Pius XII, in the 1950s, moved it to this particular day. And of course, it is the octave of the Assumption. And so it is also appropriate that on this day we should remember the fact that at the Assumption, not necessarily a week later, but the Assumption, the Blessed Mother was crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth, Queen of the Universe. She received the fullness of redemption, the fullness of the rewards. And so we unite ourselves to her. In addition, of course, we look to her to assist us in all our trials and tribulations. Yesterday I had an interesting phone call from a priest, of course, who will be unnamed, a traditional priest who is the pastor of a parish such as ours, where the ancient rites are celebrated, and I have known him for maybe 15 years or so. He is also a good friend of Father Deacon Aaron Zanka. And he called me to ask for my prayers and for my advice. And I said, well, what is going on? And he says, there are some people in this parish that are trying to destroy me. And I said, is that it? When on earth is there not somebody in your parish or somewhere else that is trying to destroy you? And the devil chooses those who are the closest to us. And he has, especially in the last few months, those who are the closest to us to try to destroy us. And only God knows what's going on behind the scenes. But it doesn't matter, because we are united to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She is our protectress. She fights for us the battle, the good battle, the good fight. And we are united through her to the most holy, most sacred heart of Jesus, who is God Almighty, who gave his life for us. And so it's very appropriate that the lessons of today's Mass, which is the same Mass of Fatima, in the Gospel in particular, we see Our Lady standing at the foot of the cross with her relative, and of course in the Gospels they use sister for any kind of relation, not necessarily of the same mother. Saint Mary of Cleophas, the mother of St. James and St. John, the beloved disciple, St. Mary Magdalene, and other holy women. That was the price of loving Christ. And so it is for us too. The price for loving Christ is to be on Calvary at the foot of the cross. And so today we pray for that priest, for me, for all the priests throughout the world that are being persecuted and who suffer the tremendous betrayals of those who once said they loved us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.